weary Americans and soothe their hearts with a warm Irish welcome. We had four family-owned pubs, from which the male regulars ran the world and sometimes went home only to turn. In one pub, the woman of the house chopped her cabbage for the dinner on the counter as she doled out frothy pints. Cash-strapped customers would often instruct her to put their merrymaking on the slate, and she was the mother confessor and counsellor to the distressed and inebriated. Our shop, as part of the post office, manned the local telephone exchange. In there was an eight-day clock that Uncle Jackie, on the occasion of his marriage in 1932, had received from the local hurling and football club, and this provided a time check for the entire village. Children going to school put their heads in the door to see if they had a few spare minutes for the kick of a ball before school, and people on their way to mass or waiting for a funeral or a bus checked the time on the post office clock. The regulars, who formed a perpetual guard of honour round the village corner, could, on request, provide an instant and precise location for almost everyone in the parish. They observed who got on and off the bus, who walked and cycled through the village. They were the original community alert. As part of the extended local telephone service, we were supposed to know and keep the parish informed about the times of deaths, wakes and funerals. The farmers dropped in their A1 calls for an Aberdeen, Angus, Shorthorn or Frisian, and later these were collected by the man from the station, so we became familiar with the breeding pattern of the local cows. When the doctor or priest was missing, we took their calls, so we also knew who was arriving or departing from the parish. On arrival, new babies were named after their grandparents, which could lead to a Johnny Jim Pat hanging off the family tree. The era of television names was yet to dawn. You were called after your ancestors and rooted into your own place. Creches were unheard of, and the extended family rocked the cradle. If the family name, such as Murphy, O'Sullivan or McCarthy, was too common in the parish, you had the Tommy Jim Pads and the Mary Jack Cates to distinguish between the different clans. Farmers had stay-at-home wives who double-jobbed between the house and the farmyard. They were the first working wives who sold eggs weekly at the farm gate or to the village shop and fattened geese and turkeys for the Christmas market. You spun out your last days in your own home where you died in the comfort of your own bed. Many a man or woman was born and died in the same bed, 4 foot of black iron bedecked with brass knobs top and bottom. No king or queen size, as the royals had not yet moved into the bedroom. All bedroom action was confined to 4 feet. Funeral parlours had yet to come in from America. The parlour was where you entertained visitors and had nothing to do with your funeral. You certainly had no intention of being carted into one to lie in state when you were dead. Money was scarce, and life was quite predictable and often boring. Then the economy took off, and the Celtic Tiger roared into the parish. He threw a switch that shut us all into fast forward. Money poured into empty pockets. We wanted bigger and better houses. The tide of emigration turned, and our young people were able to stay at home. As our economy soared, working Europe looked in our direction. They saw jobs and good wages. New homes were needed. Farming income alone slid down the financial ladder, so agricultural land became more valuable for building than for farming. Housing estates bearing titles with no connection to townland or landscape flooded out over green fields. People left the land, farm wives went out to work, and the farmyard became a silent place. For the first time, apartments replaced stables and cowhouses on the rural landscape. As giant supermarket chains sprung up around the country, family businesses died in village and town centres. Our parish, like many others, sprouted houses in remote corners. Young couples clipped heavy mortgages around their necks. Their parents might have been reared with a poe under the bed, but now their children had a bathroom at the end of every bed. Kitchens with state-of-the-art